One of my friends, her name's Lucy in Oregon, and she has a husband named Peter. And she had posted a children's story that she told that was actually from her husband's life as a boy. Now, Peter was born in a country called Bulgaria. Who here has ever heard of that country before? You've heard of Bulgaria before? Well, when Peter was a little boy and lived in Bulgaria, Bulgaria was what we call a communist country. It was an Eastern European country. And in that country, when Peter was growing up, people could go to school and go to college and stuff, except the government told you what you had to do, what your job was going to be. If the government wanted your house, they decided that, you know, you've got a pretty nice house there and we want it, they could just take it. And they would allow sometimes the adults to have visas to go visit other countries, but they never allowed the children to leave with their parents, because they wanted to make sure if someone left the country, there was a reason that they would come back. They always had to come back. Well, where Peter lived, there was a small town his parents had found out about. Well, in the meantime, too, so Peter's family, his parents really wanted to be free. And so they kept trying to figure out how they could be free. And so they thought of different things. So then they found out about this little town that was on the border. And on one side, so when they started dividing up those countries after World War II and after the communists, the Soviet Union took over these countries, there was a place. So on one side, there was a town that they put a barbed wire fence down the middle of. And on one half of it was Yugoslavia, and one half of it was in Bulgaria. And once a year, his parents found out that they would open up the border to this town so that people that got separated when they put that wall up in the middle, and it was an electric barbed wire fence to make sure nobody got through it. But once a year, they would let families meet together from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening. And so they started to think about it, and they knew God a little bit, and they started to pray about it and think about how they could use this to be able to get to freedom. So they started coming up with a plan. And one of the things that Peter's mom did is she had a coat for Peter, and she cut open the seams so that she could put some important papers inside, like the dad's diploma from college and birth certificates and things like that, important papers, and a little bit of money that they had. They sewed it up in there so hopefully they wouldn't draw any attention, because they couldn't take suitcases with them if they're trying to escape, because then the soldiers that were guarding, they would know something was up. So the day came, and it was also, all these miracles kept happening, like the children were allowed to go over with their mom. So dad left at a different time, so they weren't all together, and they agreed on a place in this little town where they were going to meet. And so dad made it over the border, and mom was able to take the boys with her and go over the border. And they got there, and they met at their meeting spot. And then they were trying to wait for a taxi to come so that they could take a taxi and get further into Yugoslavia, so it'd be easier for them to escape even more into a safer place. And so they were waiting, and there were cars coming, and it was getting closer to 7 o'clock at night, and they were going to shut the border down, so the soldiers were all around looking for people, and they kept waiting and waiting and waiting, and there was no taxis coming. When all of a sudden, there were some soldiers that saw him and said, "You need to get back across the border." And they said, "Okay, yes, sir." And not too long after that, this white car showed up. They'd never seen a taxi that looked like that white car. That white car showed up and said, "Get in the car." And so they got in the car. And then that car took them and drove them to a place where they could get to safety. And they got out of the car, and they looked, and there was no more car. So they believe God sent an angel in that special taxi to come get them and get them to safety. Well, eventually then they were able to get to a refugee camp where they were waiting to find out where they could get to have freedom. They thought, well, maybe we'll go to Australia or maybe the United States. And in the meantime, while they were waiting, there was a church in the town that had what's called a revelation seminar. So his mom and dad, they knew a little bit about God, and they prayed, and they knew that these things, God was helping them, but they got to learn more about Jesus and everything before they were able to finally get a visa to come to the United States of America. And so that's where Peter and his family were able to go. But I thought that was a really, really good story. And to know, I read books all the time, but I actually know Peter, so I know that this story is absolutely true and what happened to him and how God worked out for them to get to freedom. All right, you may go quietly back to your seats.